the wave. I've got
some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Music's biggest night is about to get even bigger. The Recording Academy has announced the performers for this year's Grammys. Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Post Malone and Shawn Mendes are just a few of the artists set to take the stage at the LA Staples Center on February 10th, along with Janelle Monáe, Dan and Shay and Kacey Musgraves.
The Grammys will also record a tribute show on February the 12th in celebration of the 60th anniversary of Motown Records, snaffling as many big artists who are in town for the Grammys to perform some classic Motown hits for the show. And the show will air later on this year.
Speaking of Motown singing legends, Gunners, 70s Empress of Soul Gladys Knight has been invited to sing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl happening on February 3rd. The seven-time Grammy Award winner said she's super proud to sing the national anthem in her hometown of Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow, what a voice.
So amazing.
Legendary boxer Muhammad Ali has had an airport named after him. Louisville announced its plans to rename its airport after their hometown hero, saying the airport will now be known as Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport.
Taken actor Liam Neeson is mourning the loss of his 35-year-old nephew, Ronan Sexton, who died last weekend due to ongoing complications from a fall that he had in 2014.
And Gary Ablett Jr. has welcomed a baby boy with his wife, Jordan. The Geelong superstar posted the news on Instagram saying, "Family, where life begins and where love never ends. Our beautiful baby boy is finally here."
Oh, congratulations.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali. 91.7 The Wave.